Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 30th of January. The US Federal Reserve did nothing on interest rates, as was generally expected by economists. US President Trump was not happy, but the mildly hawkish note to some of the comments reflected uncertainty about the future direction of the new administration's policies and their potential economic impact. As a general rule, economists would characterize import taxes as being a policy likely to increase inflation, while the labor supply benefits of a diverse and inclusive labor policy would be something likely to induce disinflation. The idea of a March rate cut was called into question by the tone of the policy decision, and it's not unreasonable to suppose that a March rate cut would be a higher probability if there were more certainty about the nature of the new administration's policies. The fact that policy is still described as restrictive by the Federal Reserve does suggest that rate cuts are still more likely to come at some point. There might be a risk, however, that overt criticism by Trump tilts the Fed towards hawkishness in any future close call decision, in order to prove the Fed's independence is beyond reproach. On the subject of uncertainty, it would appear that the Trump administration has retreated from the earlier attempt to freeze federal grants and loans, although the White House press secretary's denial that this was a retreat means that court cases against the original order are probably still proceeding. Restoring the cash flow removes the risk of an abrupt economic disruption in the near term. The longer-term economic implications depend on whether this increases insecurity for the people whose wages and incomes ultimately depend on such cash flows. Across developed economies, income security for consumers has been one of the more solid foundations of the consumer spending that has in turn bolstered the soft economic landing in 2024. If there is an increase in what economists refer to as precautionary savings, essentially saving as an insurance, that foundation for growth looks a little less solid. The European Central Bank is in a different position. There is a degree of policy uncertainty in Europe, of course, but far less of a risk of inflationary policies from European governments. The ECB believes its current policy to be restrictive, but with growth rates that don't actually need restricting. And that then suggests that not only will the ECB seek to follow inflation lower this year, but it will also wish to cut the real interest rate and thus reduce policy rates by more than the degree of moderation in inflation. 63 out of 63 surveyed economists expect a 25 basis point rate cut today. And the idea that so many economists could be wrong lies almost outside the limits of human comprehension. On the data calendar, there's preliminary January consumer price inflation data from Spain. That's not expected to do a great deal. UK December consumer credit and mortgage lending data is going to be worth a glance. UK consumers do have rising real incomes, which they have been directing towards spending, and that might therefore keep demand for consumer credit as a supplement somewhat subdued. The US offers up another revision to fourth quarter GDP. There will be many more to come over the years, of course, but this revision should confirm that the US economy is operating at more or less trend growth at the end of last year. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.